the rest of the story. I wonder if Francois-Marie Arouet would even have thought about the national lottery had he not made that bad investment in Paris municipal bonds. You see, Francois came into a little money from his mother, some believe. He put it into these bonds, a sure thing, friends had told him. But the next thing he knew, the city of Paris defaulted on them. So now, there was one small consolation in all of this. The Paris authorities decided to award national lottery tickets at a discount to the holders of those otherwise worthless bonds. If you had a 1,000-franc bond, for example, you could purchase one lottery ticket for 1 franc. A 2,000-franc bond would get you 2 tickets for 2 francs, and so on. It is not remembered exactly how much money Francois had invested in Paris municipals, but it must have been enough to start him thinking about the national lottery and about lotteries in general. If only he thought there were some foolproof method of getting more money out of a lottery than you put in. A way to beat the system. Wow, a fellow could retire and do nothing else but gamble on the lottery. What Francois needed was some expert advice, so he paid a call on the famous French mathematician Le Condamine. He said, look, I know, of course, that if I bought all of the tickets for the month, I'd automatically win the monthly lottery, but there's got to be a mathematical formula to reduce the number of tickets I'd have to buy. Well, Le Condamine, obviously intrigued by Francois' proposal, promptly began muttering aloud to himself, yes, perhaps, if one could effectively organize the right groupings and combinations. Yes, indeed, the mathematician exclaimed at last, and the two immediately set upon the task. They were going to rig the lottery. When they had produced what they believed was the magic formula, Francois contacted a number of other disappointed bondholders. This, he told them, will be our revenge. And thus inspired, they formed a syndicate. Carefully following Le Condamine's instructions, they purchased blocks of lottery tickets, and they waited for the drawing. And this is the rest of the story. Francois and his associates pulled it off. They pulled it off. The 7 million francs that the winning ticket won was distributed among them. Francois' own personal profit from the venture was 500,000 francs. Which was quite more than enough to finance his hobby, his sideline interest, which was literature and philosophy. I said his sideline interest was literature and philosophy. And what do you know, it's for his writing and his philosophy that the world remembers Francois-Marie Arouet even to this day, though not by that name. For as a writer, Francois assumed a nom de plume, a pen name among the most prestigious in all Western history. But now, whenever you hear or read that name, the towering thoughts inscribed thereunder, you will credit to the man who lost big in municipal bonds and then conspired to beat the French lottery system and then use his winnings to provide the time and to produce the brilliant philosophy of the half-millionaire who called himself Voltaire. And now you know the rest of the story.